'cause it's the summertime. Ooh. It's the summer, summer, summertime. Time to sit back and unwind. It's the summer, summer, summertime. Sing. It's the summer, summer,
sing it,
summertime.
Will. Sing it.
Time to sit back and unwind. All right.
Man, he still got it. Start the show. Done in 30 with Matt and Zach. That's it. Beep, doop, doo. Oh, that was quick. It gets shorter every time.
It originally started 25 seconds. Now it's 12 seconds. I'm not sure what's going on there.
12 seconds?
Yeah.
Hell of an intro.
Yeah, what? I mean, hey, we're just there. We're rocking and rolling.
We just plunge right in.
So, summer.
Yeah, summer. What was that song called again?
Summertime. But yeah.
I had classic. No idea.
Will Smith.
Right on.
William Tiny Ears Smith.
Really?
He's got really tiny ears.
You don't know that.
In the character artists.
You can't.
Will Smith does
you can't
tiny ears.
Prove that he has small ears.
I could measure the circumference of his ear and extrapolate that by the average person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Throwing big. All right.
I mean, I can throw a number
boy
at anything.
Yeah,
22. 18. 9,000 ish.
You wouldn't dare.
So, did you do anything fun for the summers whenever you were a kid?
I did. But before I tell my story, you should probably tell me a story. Wait a minute. Yes. Can you hear me okay over there? We forgot to. Okay.
I can hear. I can turn you up if you like.
I'll just pipe up. No. Don't touch that volume.
I just touched it a little bit.
Don't
touch your nose.
I just got to get a little water in my belly. Hold on.
In your gullet.
I was gonna say gullet, but it didn't sound right. What the hell is a gullet anyway?
It's like your throat.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where my uvula is.
It's above.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's like the throat area.
I just gotta step on some water there.
Let's see. One summer I went to Florida.
Coming up next on NPR. We're gonna have a little summertime talk with Matthew.
And,
it's gonna be fantastic.
We looked at the jellyfish as they were washing up on the shore.
This week in whale awareness. Anyways, yeah, so go ahead. About how old were you when this summertime thing happened?
That song happened in the 80s.
Yeah, but the story you're about to tell me. Give me like a picture.
I really don't have any stories. I know one summer we went to this place called Worlds of Fun.
Oh?
And
what state would this be in?
This was Kansas, I want to say.
Manhattan, Kansas?
Yes, it was. It wasn't exactly the Little Big Apple.
The Little Big Apple. I'm sorry. It still cracks me up.
Yeah, it's so cheeky. Isn't
For
it?
Those of you that don't know, Matt used to live in Manhattan,
yep.
Kansas. Yes, that's right.
I always pause like that, too. Yeah, I come from Manhattan, Kansas.
It's a little Big Apple. The city that sometimes sleeps.
And brought us... Actually, no, that's Topeka. Topeka brought us Killers and the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, so Manhattan didn't do shit!
No, they...
Sorry.
In that place, they have...
do shit, dog!
If you are in the Manhattan, Kansas area, there's an excellent record shop called the Sisters of Sound you should check out. It's right
next
to
I've heard you. I remember you talking about that.
One of the two Starbucks. It's right behind that.
Go down to this. What's it called again?
Please just go down to the Sisters of Sound and pick up your records.
Sisters of Sound hosting a really good promo this weekend. Oh, that's good water. records are on sale.
Two
CDs
for nine.
Are on sale. They're giving away some Beta that they don't need anymore.
Wait, is
Beta? No, that was for video.
Yeah, Betamax video.
I'll write better material next time. Oh, I threw my receipt away. Oh, fuck.
I got this thing here.
Nah, I don't want it. No, that looks nice. I don't want it.
It's not nice.
It's like half of a letter. Oh, it's from your... Okay.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is out of a joke.
Being thrown in the trash. So where would you, what was this place called again? Fun World or some shit?
Worlds of Fun. I went with my best friend at the time in like sixth or seventh grade.
Nice.
Dennis the Bald. No idea what that guy's doing these days.
Dennis the what?
Dennis Sebald. He's actually from Germany, so it was kind of like a little piece of home in the States.
Yes, because you were born in the fatherland.
Yes. Motherland?
I think Russia's motherland.
Yeah.
There can only be two, though, apparently. Apparently you can't have more than one. Sorry.
Not in this state, at least.
Hopefully my levels aren't too belligerent over there.
If they are, we'll just fix it in post.
Yeah.
Or we'll just turn you down, right? Are you number one or number two? Are you number one or number two? You're number one or number two? You're number one.
I think I'm number two.
Number two.
Who does number two work for? That's the first thing I thought of.
So you got any stories?
Yeah, since yours obviously is not
just
kind
of petered.
Finished.
It's more of a thing I did once.
Okay, fine. So an epic summer that I was thinking about before we sat down today was that when I was 16 years old, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, but my parents are fucking awesome. So before I graduated high school, they wanted to show me the Great 48 of the United States. And they actually got it done, except for the great state of Alabama. I don't know why. I think we like maybe just like drove through it, just like a snippet of it. I don't know. Like,
what are people from Alabama called? Alabamians?
Alabamians? I'm not sure.
Alabamites?
They might have a unique name like Hoosier, but I'm not sure what it is.
No one can take Hoosier from us.
You can't take you can't take Hoosier from us. Yeah, so fuck off.
Take the Hoosier out of the
Hoosier, boy, but you can't take the boy out of Hoosier
or something like that. Yeah,
that's not even right. So the point is that when I was 16 years old, in one summer, Matt, are you ready for this?
I am ready.
I went to the real Big Apple. My parents took me to the New York City.
Did you get like refrigerator magnets or something?
And I also went to Las Vegas.
Nice. I was Vegas as a minor.
One summer. Vegas as a minor. It's still awesome. It's just it would be more awesome
there
if
were
I went.
Fountains everywhere.
It would be more awesome if I went as an adult, i.e., since I've been 21.
I would love to go to Vegas just to see what it's like. Of course,
it is okay. And
with our luck, we're probably gonna get robbed or
they'll
see us in our khaki shorts and white hats.
Look at these
button-downs.
Midwesterners. No, man, Vegas is it's now. Granted,
I'm here to see the sights.
I've seen it twice. Once when I was like six, and the other when I was like 16. So here's a fun little snippet about the casinos in Vegas. Because when you're 16, you don't get to experience all the sin in Sin City, but just a little bit. So, in a casino, when you're under 21, you can go kind of anywhere. But if you sit down, you will be immediately asked to stand up. Because that implies that you're gambling.
So it's not like a
initiative
to get kids out of the
Well, it's
house.
So they don't get fined. Yeah, they don't want to get in trouble for a potential. Because, I mean, think about it. You could walk past a slot machine, drop
I mean, they're not selling you cigarettes or anything, right?
No, but gambling's illegal. You have to be 21 to play.
And so I heard, speaking of gambling and kids and people our age.
Okay. That's a really good, really good segue.
The people who actually gamble are kind of older, right?
Well, generally, sure.
They're dead. So they have to fill this gap between the people who are old,
but not, not deceased.
Pretty much.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
Where is this coming from?
Very good question.
Scientists have done a study to prove that the deceased can't gamble.
Basically, the target audience for gambling machines like nickel slots and stuff just aren't there anymore. So they're trying to like reach out to younger crowds.
To play like penny slots, nickel slots.
Yeah, but they're
making
the games a little bit more skill based.
Hmm.
So pretty soon you'll see like Pac-Man in the penny slots, and you'll be like getting money for it. I know.
But that's not gambling. That's playing a game.
It's true, but I mean, there's always like
well,
there
is a gamble, sure.
Yeah, like
house wins.
Imagine playing like Pac-Man, and then like you have to get things to actually roll the thing, and then you can win money from it. Like
that'd be pretty cool.
Or they just have to like make slots a little bit more complicated because, I mean, we expect a certain level of interaction. I mean, imagine the kids today who are born with iPads in their hands.
Oh my God!
They grew up on Angry Birds.
Yeah, they also grew up with a lot more technology than we grew up with. I mean,
what's your opinion on that?
Oh, well, this is a whole different topic, but the point is that I think it's fine, but I feel like it kind of
retards.
Yeah, because like I know with a lot of teachers nowadays, a lot of educators are struggling to hold the attention of a younger crowd, especially like grade school and middle school.
All right, my teacher actually does a middle school camp during the summer to like teach kids how to like make video games and stuff.
Really?
And he doesn't allow cell phones, and like the kids just freak out. He'll only give them 30 minutes in the middle between the lecture and the lab to use their phones, and it's like they're
it's like crunch time. Yeah.
So they gotta update their Twitters and check their Facebooks and make sure they have their selfie sticks.
If I'm busy, I don't like need to use my phone. But you know what's great? Smartphones are amazing because when you have downtime, it's just like you literally get to fart around and listen to a great podcast like this.
Which you can get at mattattack.com. We're working on...
How many T's are in there, Matt?
13,000.
That seems pretty
excessive. Pretty no, just four. Two in the mat, and then two in the attack.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm double the trouble.
What? Double dose of pimping? Hey, what's that... Haven't you seen Idiocracy, right?
Yep.
Do you remember...
Biting.
Yeah, well...
Well, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, okay. Who should forget that? What I'm talking about is her pimp's name is Upgrade. And it's like... It's
we
like
have 14 listings for Upgrade.
It's like two D's for a double dose of pimping or something.
Oh, my goodness. Who was... Did they actually show Upgrade at all?
I want to say, like... After the credits are over, he pops out of a pod, but that might be me making it up.
Maybe, I don't know.
To try and do a sequel, you can't do a sequel.
I don't know if he could do a sequel to Idiocracy.
It's already... you've reached the end of the line. Like, the future is retarded. That's it. Mm-hmm. The only way the sequel would be good is if it's
quick,
like,
Marty, we need to go back and save him!
Like, the only way the sequel would work is if they finally got the Earth back into, like... normal.
Yeah.
So people aren't completely retarded.
Or maybe like send retarded people back.
Mildly
now.
Retarded. Oh man.
That would be hilarious.
Like send the
really
ignorant people back
to
the past.
Movie pitch. Right.
Okay.
So it's basically that. They figured out time machine and one way to get rid of retarded people
who are
challenged, we'll say.
Isn't it just gonna make the future more potentially handicapped?
It's an alternate universe, so who knows?
What?
I don't know.
Wait, are you interrupting my summer story with an alternate universe bullshit?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me, kid? Wait a minute. Hold on.
So
time travel does not involve multiple universes.
Well, I guess they would figure that
you would have
to
travel
able to procreate and they would just die.
You travel in the same time, son.
Yeah.
You don't get to dance between universes. That's something completely different.
I mean, because like, if you think about it,
yeah.
If you send something back in time, you've already altered your past, right?
Technically, yes.
So that's therefore another universe, because that's not the universe that you know. So they would solve the problem and...
But you're on the same, like, timeline, which is one universe.
Right, but it's not linear, because you've already, like, basically created an alternate reality.
So you're saying that if you go back in time, you're now creating, like, a fork in the road.
Right.
Where in one reality, you compete in the Olympics and then get a sex change. And then the other reality, you don't get a sex change.
Right. That's essentially the multiverse theory, that any decision that you can make creates
different... It's branching
different,
off into other possibilities. Yeah, but you're not going to make... Whatever. So the point is that I went to Vegas and New York City in one damn summer, and I'm going to be real, Matt. It was the bee's knees.
We should do a reunion tour.
That would be incredible. Like, that would be the vacation of all vacations. Like, especially now that I'm an adult and I can drink. Like,
yeah.
When I was a kid... Didn't stop my parents from drinking, but yeah. So in New York City, when we went to, do you remember Planet Hollywood?
Yes.
That restaurant is mostly extinct, if not completely.
I think they've been absorbed by the Hard Rock cafes.
Yeah, but that's a real shitty. Like, I love Hard Rock. Don't get me. And actually, that's what we would do. We'd always go to the Hard Rock and buy a shot glass.
Huh.
But anyways, we were eating at Planet Hollywood, and my mom got this mixed drink that was like...
She got the Jaws hors d'oeuvres.
It was like imagine
the King Kong platter.
Imagine like a globe, but uh-huh. It was like a ceramic glass, and it probably held somewhere between 20 and 30 ounces of liquid, and that was a mixed drink.
Huh.
And then we took the subway home, but the subway got trapped in a tunnel, and I then proceeded to take both of my inebriated parents back to the hotel. So that was a fun experience. I'm sober as a bird. Don't even know what drinking's like.
Is it this thing?
Yeah, that's a globe.
I mean, that's a globe.
But it's like literally that size.
Like there's a straw going into his mouth, and then there's liquid in here.
The name of the restaurant's Planet Hollywood. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I know. I'm still trying to figure out this drink.
I don't know what it was. It was probably like a hurricane or a Long Island or something.
So good, man.
Oh my god. I've actually never had a hurricane, but I hear they will literally rock you like one.
Yeah. Make sure you don't have a trailer in Florida at the time.
Just make sure I don't have anything to do for the next week.
Yeah. Make sure you board up the windows.
So, oh, you're making hurricane jokes. Okay. I was referring to the amount of alcohol in it. But
make sure there's no serial killers named Dexter around you. Spoiler. It was a really terrible series finale. You don't know what I'm talking about. You're giving me that look like
I know Dexter, but that doesn't mean anything. Don't ruin Dexter for me. I might watch it. I'll watch it one of these days.
You'll watch that atrocity.
I don't like your attitude.
If they just cut season 3 like they meant to, instead they got funding for other seasons.
Oh, season 3 was supposed to be the end?
Yeah. So whenever you get to the end, they haven't retconned anything between season 4 and season 7, so they don't touch any of those points. And they're like, "Oh, season 3 stuff, let's go."
I'm not that picky.
I'm not picky either, but I like consistency. Yeah. Maybe I am picky.
That's a lie. Oh wait, that's pretty the picky. Truth. Very picky.
Very picky. Where's this coming from?
You just did a Ebert and Roper breakdown of the show Dexter, whereas most people would just say,
"Oh yeah, it was good."
Yeah, I like that show. Ooh,
I like paying for cable.
I enjoy the acting by Michael C. Hall, and I think his sister
and his weird.
His sister's
face,
his sister's hot and in the show, and
that was his wife for a bit.
Batista or whatever his
Batista,
name is.
Batista, he was my favorite.
Always cracks me up. Jesus Christ. Okay, I just saw an episode of Dexter the other day where
Batista.
It's him and the Dokes. White dude.
Uh huh.
And they're in this convertible,
Nakamura,
and he's like. We don't have anything to do for a while. And so
they just start snorting cocaine or something?
No, they smoke a joint. And so they're
they come back, all strung
they're,
out.
They're both they just finished the joint. They're both very high. And then they get the radio. He's fumbling for the radio. He's yeah, this is Batista. And they're good to drive back to the station. He's okay. And he just looks at the other guy and goes, "What were we thinking?" why would you think getting high, on the clock, so to speak,
with
as a detective?
Yeah,
his list wasn't that. His list wasn't that bad. He wasn't gay man.
I'm doing a caricature of Batista.
Batista was a Batista. He's a bad motherfucker. Leave him alone.
Look, gun wielding. He was really the only truly good person in that show.
What do you mean? As in morally?
He had the best moral center. Even though it got him in trouble sometimes, but he was always coming from a heartfelt good place.
Go through a divorce in the show where
he went through several divorces. Batista doesn't like to bring that up.
Dude, didn't he marry the black chick that ran the joint? What was her name? Bitch McGee. Dude, she was such a cunt in the first season.
Oh yeah.
I'm assistant captain, whatever.
And then she was always butting heads.
She was always just swinging her big old dick around. I'm the boss around here, but that guy with the white hair was clearly the the captain or whatever. So she was the
up next on the Dexter cast.
Napoleon based little small person syndrome.
Napoleon syndrome. Yeah, that's.
I don't know. She was just unruly and very painful to watch.
All right, we got other things on here.
Yeah, the fact that I still haven't finished. the point is that Vegas, you just need to go there sometime. Soon. Before you, have kids and fuck your life up. Aha! No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, I don't know, man. It's just like...
Seriously, tippy waitresses.
It's Sin City, man. It's fantastic. And now that I'm over 21, I can really, like... But, okay, back to the whole underage thing. Here's how it works. I could sit at the bar and enjoy a soda with my parents while they had a cocktail.
Uh-huh.
But if you walked 10 feet that way and sat down at a slot machine, I couldn't sit down next to her while she played.
So you couldn't play with the shiny things.
But I could drink.
But they made you sit
in
timeout.
I could sit. No, I could stand. If my mother was standing there playing, I could stand and watch. But if I sat down, that basically implies that I'm playing.
Do they make you, like, I don't know, dance? For
no, he just said, could you stand
something?
Up, please?
Okay.
And it was like a dude in a suit. And I, you know, I don't really want several bones in my body broken. So I just said, yes, sir, right away, sir.
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
Yes, sir.
So explain to me what this biscuits and gravy thing is about. Have you, like, recently started doing breakfast?
Oh, I recently have become a better cook. Yeah. Oh, before we got on the CAD past, or what's the
podcast?
I was trying to have fun with it, but it sounded not as cool.
That's a thing. That's Jay and
Silent Bob.
No, Jay and...
Jay Weezy.
You know, I don't remember his friend's name.
Well, let's
the other guys are the guys I met at Independent.
We'll edit that part out.
Okay. Let's change that.
So, moving forward, I made biscuits and gravy once, and it went okay.
Okay.
Then I said, I'm going to redeem myself and fix it a second time.
Were you fixing this for somebody, or were you just...
I was cooking for people. First time I made it for 5 adults and 2 children.
I can see it now.
So
like,
that was
this one is my best.
Well, no, it's my first time. So
it's my first time.
It's like losing your V card.
I got the biscuits.
Look, it's
but
not,
I forgot the gravy.
It's not gonna be a porno when you lose your V card. So you gotta get some practice. You gotta get the saddle has to get broken in. You know
that'd
the
be
horse
a really
needs
short
to learn.
Right.
You just put it in her once and then pull out for the money.
It's like, oh, Zach, that was my...
He can't even do it once. He's just like... That was
my belly button.
Couldn't even make it to the hole.
Still,
It's like playing golf and then, like, not even making it to the green. You're just like, well, I'm on the fairway and I'm out of balls.
I mean, he's having fun swinging it, though.
For sure. So, anyways, so biscuits and gravy round 2.0.
Did you do anything extra with this biscuits and gravy?
What
was the difference between
the first batch? The first batch was a lot of food that I had to make, and I didn't use enough milk, and I didn't turn the heat up enough when I was making the gravy.
Oh, so it was runny.
Yeah, no, it was actually thick as shit.
Oh, I mean, that's not bad, right?
No, it wasn't bad. It's just
my perfect
biscuits and gravy is when you pour it on the biscuits that it soaks into the biscuit. That is like the best biscuits and gravy.
So kind of watery?
No, not watery. Just like a it's gravy. There's no other consistency I can compare it to. Yeah, it's kind of like an oily, watery,
semi-solid.
Yeah, it's not like
state.
It's not like a soup. It's just it's just like it's gravy. Literally, it is gravy. It's it just pours
no,
on.
No, I get it, Zach.
But the meat holds it.
It's gravy.
It's all gravy, baby.
It's all
it's
all biscuits and gravy at the Bickers house.
Fuck yeah! You just used my last name again. Thanks.
I'll say my last name. All breezy. Actually, it's all bright.
So. So anyway, so.
Do you not feel
we'll work on that one later. So anyways, so biscuits and gravy part 2. I made it for only 4 adults this time and like 1 child. And I was given a little instruction by my cousin. Her name is Kristen, so I have to give a shout out to her for being so kind as to educate me on the proper, cuz I mean, browning sausage, that's really quite easy. Even being colorblind, I've gotten it down really well. Now, with that being said, once I start pouring the milk and all the flour in...
Uh-huh, you're like, oh, shit.
I honestly had it on, like, low. I was, like, warming it. But when it comes to making gravy, you actually want to have some heat with it.
So it cooks out the liquid of the milk and various other things.
I don't know, honestly, how it works, because pouring milk in a hot pan sounds disgusting. But, you know, I'm going to tell you what, son.
It
if you don't...
With
it does... It, yeah, with the heat, it thickens. And
well,
then
that,
after you
and
stir
the
it... Yeah, and the flour.
Oh, my goodness. Elizabeth got this, like... peppery flour that she made biscuits and gravy with.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
It was so good.
So your lady knows how to make B's and G's, huh?
She knows how to make them B's and G's.
We should have we should probably have a cook off.
It's my BG's impression.
Oh, the BG's, okay.
The B's and G's.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch, but I'll allow it.
I would apologize formally for that joke. It was not very good. It was All right, what else we got up there? Two jobs. I've got two jobs. That's it. So I'm thinking about quitting the lesser job, but I don't know if I should. I mean, they treated me well. They were good people. You can get good deals there. I like the discount.
Okay, so...
Better be nice on weekends.
Unlike somebody that was just here giving their opinion, which was really... not well thought out. I don't know. Look, in my opinion, you can work your weekend job as long as you want.
Right.
But
I do have student loans to pay back.
Yeah, like if you're strapped for cash, you're gonna have to suck up and do it. But
I'm like, if you're not,
there has to be more pros than cons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work 6 days a week because the paycheck's fantastic, and I get paid overtime. This is just like a second job you're working because it was a previous employer and now you're down to lower hours.
Yeah.
So if it gets to the point where you can't enjoy your weekend with Elizabeth and you guys are like, you know, just not, I don't know. Like if it becomes, that was really my biggest point earlier was if it becomes misery money, then
but
quit.
Like we're wanting to move soon and
oh,
that's
really?
Going to cost money. And
oh, this is news.
Yeah. We're going to move in October to like a 2-bedroom.
Oh.
Same place.
Really?
Because she wants, I want to build a computer for her because she wants to go to school for like making video games and stuff, and she kind of needs a better computer than a MacBook Pro to do that.
You should totally build me a gaming PC so I can play those GTA 5 mods.
Yeah.
Holy cow!
I'll give you a rundown of how much it costs to actually build.
Jesus, those things are. They look so much fun to play, but I just don't know if I can justify. Okay,
like,
yeah,
$700 to $1,000 depending on like what. Quality specs you want to get?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's when I built my gaming PC like right before I graduated high school. That's about what I paid for it. Custom built, just like yours. Like you know, the case, the pieces
the
are all.
Freaking machine.
It is a machine. Yeah, you actually don't even call it like a PC anymore. You just call it a machine or a tower is what I called it because it's 100%. You just piece everything together. That's kind of crazy. Like, what costs the most? Is it the motherboard or the processor? Or?
Graphics card, that can cost anywhere from, like, $200 to $500, depending on what you want to get.
Holy
processors, kind of pricey, $250. Like, the least expensive thing is, like, the case. That's, like, $30 to $100.
Now, when you get a video card nowadays, does that include sound, or do you still have to get a sound card separate?
Very good question. The soundboard is actually located on the motherboard itself. It's basic, but you can actually get...
Because I remember getting an additional
sound card.
Yeah,
if it doesn't have the right audio jacks that you need, or if you want to do like 7.1 surround or digital.
Nah,
out.
I'd probably just do like whatever like a nice headset would take. Oh, optical.
Optical.
Yeah, like the gaming headset. If I truly built another gaming PC, which God, sounds so much fun, but
I mean, I've been playing Heroes of the Storm lately. That game is fun as heck, and it's free $99.
Free 99.
Good old BlizzDogs, Blizzard.
It's
kind of like League of Legends, which you haven't played at all.
No.
But it's a lot easier to play.
Well, that actually interests me. Well, but the RPG aspect doesn't really turn
me on. It's not really an RPG. It's just a team-based, top-down. Hmm. I mean, I can show you it.
Can you show me the world?
I can show you.
I can show you the world. Okay, so, well, we're coming up on a minute left. You want to give me a rundown of the Midwest Toy Fest real quick?
Yeah, Midwest Toy Fest. I made my table back. It was a pretty good show. Met some interesting folks.
Was there any sales?
There were some sales.
Excellent. They like Reggie and the Rabbit, and maybe a little sneak peek into the new project.
It was really.
Did you take any of the new stuff?
No, that's gonna be for PopCon.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna make like a little preview book so people can like see what I'm up to.
Sure.
And hopefully I'll get that printed pretty soon. Woohoo! Let's see. Other than that, it was really a art heavy show.
Yeah.
Like fan art, not like original works. So that was a little bit of a bummer.
So is that like a cover versus an original song?
Yeah, like people wanted to go listen to cover songs.
Oh, or like a repost?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. The GIF wars on Imgur, please tell me you saw that. I don't know if those translated back to Reddit or not, but...
I don't know. Probably not.
Just look at... Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy wasting a lot of time on the internet like Matt and I do...
Just, like, type GIF war into Google or
I
something?
I don't know if that'll pull up or not. There was a really amazing link that I favorited for through Imgur.
I know 4chan does a lot of GIF stuff.
Well, sure, but... There's this guy. There's like one. There was like one user. His name's like Petty Officer, like 0117. Like, it's sad that I remember his username, but dude, this guy. He posts.
117.
Or maybe it's just 117. But the point is.
117.
Stop it. So the point is. I'm trying to get this down to 30 even when we went over. But
Done within 30 minutes.
Ish.
I mean, as long as there's a 3 in the.
Yeah, because that stopped us before. Done in 45. Go fuck yourself. That's what the episode should be called. Actually, that last one, or two times ago, it was episode 10. We did it for like an hour and 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Should have just been like, episode 10. Done in an hour and a half. Go fuck yourself. No topic, no nothing, no preview. It's just...
We're just hashing it out, man.
Yeah, fuck you. We don't have to obey by your FCC rules. Even though it may be the title of the show.
Real talk, though, I think we should try to pitch like terrible TV ideas.
I am ranting at this point. Yeah, that's fine. I love terrible television and movies. You know that.
Like
Mystery Science Theater is how I grew up. So.
No. Like the idea for sending all the TARDs in the past, so you can have like a really scientific future.
But that wouldn't make this.
But this the premise.
No, because
the premise of
it'll
the movie,
start sooner. The mouth breathing zombies that they are will start breeding sooner than later. And
but can you imagine, like, just like trucker guys just like showing up in the street, like, "What the heck, doggy?"
I am picturing only the Goobacks from South Park going back in time. Did you see that episode?
Oh yeah, I have seen that episode.
It's kind of a ripoff of that, but I mean,
yeah,
hey, we're not really making it, so it's okay.
Right.
But yeah, they send the Goobacks back in time for work because they don't have any work in the future. And then...
But it's a different premise.
The idea is to have everyone turn gay so that the future won't happen.
Hilarious.
They just have one big gay sex orgy and the Goobacks start disappearing. Ah, it's so funny. Anyway, so Imgur GIF Wars, this happened like a week and a half ago, but in internet terms, that's like a decade.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that was like a couple of world wars ago.
So, basically, there's this guy named Petty Officer, like 117. You could just, seriously, you could just probably type in like Imgur, you know, Petty Officer 1117 or 117.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. And then... If you go to his page...
GIF Wars.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
what has
yeah.
happened so far? It album might... on Imgur.
Oh, hell yeah. See, that's the exact... maybe we could link that in the description or something. But basically, he was making like all these high-quality GIFs from the movie Princess Bride. And people were like getting like really sick of it, I guess. They're like, oh, you think your GIFs are so great. So he ends up like, I don't know, just like making fun of like one other user... And then there was, like, three people that were sending, like, playfully bantered GIFs back and forth to each other. And then this page that Matt's currently looking at is, like, 20 or 30 different people that have now made high-quality GIFs from movies or TV shows or whatever. They're fantastic. And they're all Imgur-related, too. They're really well done. So, if you just want to go check out the GIF Wars.
AOP, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, like everything is internet related. So if you're into that kind of thing, I would highly recommend it. There's a little Spaceballs action. That's a great scene from
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, what movie is that?
I don't know what this movie is. Seven
Psychopaths or something? That's what it is. That's like the very beginning of the movie.
It looks foreign.
Yeah, it's like, or like Eight Crazy, no, it's not foreign.
Eight Crazy Days in Singapore.
And then that one's from like Fast and Furious, Hero 6, Big Hero 6, whatever. There's
Little
one.
Little Hero Sinks.
That one's from Trainspotting, I learned, so that's kind of interesting. That actually makes the movie worth watching, just that scene alone.
that scene from Hot
Rod.
Rod,
where he's buying all the alcohol, wearing a really nice outfit.
Oh, my God.
And they walk up to him, and they're like, what are you what's his name? Rod. He goes, Rod, what are you doing? He's like, I'm grocery shopping. Even though his cart is just full of liquor.
He's got, like, a cardigan sweater with a tie.
Yeah, like a super so preppy ridiculous. Outfit. Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie is, I've been drinking green tea all goddamn day. You're going to exercise the demons out of me?
I've been going to church. You're going to bring the demons out of me?
That's from Watchmen.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, that's the guy you were talking about. Go back. The guy with the slick back hair.
You know, I thought that was the guy from Insidious, but it's totally not. But I could totally see that guy from Insidious doing this.
It's not Insidious, but...
This guy's, like, kind of limey and skinnier.
But what's his character name again?
Ozymandias.
Ozymandias.
That's, like, a place where Alexander the Great... there we go. It's where he has one of his temples. And it's also like a sonnet or something. It's like a poem or something that I read in college.
Back in college.
Ozymandias, or Four, is a sonnet written by romantic English poet Perry Bysshe Shelley. First published on the 11th of January, 1818.
That was incredible.
In antiquity... Ozymandias.
Let's hear it, folks. That was fantastic.
See, it's actually about the ravage.
That was
time.
Actually a really well done, like, what
and
is it, like
history.
Northern like United Kingdom. Yeah, like, you know what it reminds me of? You've been playing The Witcher a lot, right?
Not really. I need to upgrade
really?
my graphics card. It's so choppy. It's painful.
On your PC?
Yeah.
I thought you bought it for the console.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth.
PlayStation Trace.
Yeah, but it's Elizabeth's save, and, like, I don't mess with her saves, okay? She doesn't mess with my saves. Although, I guess I could play it.
Yeah, you could just play your own save.
That's...
You get, like, 6 file slots or whatever. Really? You can't just, like, do another game, and then it's, like, one's called Matt, one's called Elizabeth?
And how dare you put different profiles in your PS4?
I mean, Jesus, it's not that complex.
I mean... Come on.
Jesus Christo. You're telling me that you bought it specifically for your PC, your gaming PC that we're looking at right now.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I met a traveler from an antique land.
1818.
Who said, two vast trunkeries, legs of stone.
No, you don't have to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the whole thing. That's way too many words.
Fuck that. Anyways, look, we're coming up on the 40-minute mark, and we're trying to put a 3 in this motherfucker. So.
We really are. I wanted to say I will be at the Indie Popcorn coming in 2 weeks.
What?
25th through the 27th or whatever the heck days.
So show the fuck up and support him.
I will be having new things for you to purchase.
Step into my trinket shop. I have many wonder... See, I'm terrible at accents.
I can be like... I have wares, and people from Skyrim will know what I'm talking about.
Actually, I would
man has wares.
I would appreciate it more if you wore only a trench coat and didn't have a table, and just offered people comics from a trench coat or like a long duster.
Hey, come here! You want a comic book here?
Yeah, 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 for Comic Con, right? Yeah. Come here.
Hey, Roy, you want to see what I got on my
I can't
trench.
Send it to you here in the convention center. Hey, we gotta meet in the alley afterwards. I'll take your money now, Roy. And then the merchandise, it'll be in the trunk of my car.
Oh, jeez. Went Jersey with that.
And so when you approach his car, he just bludgeons you with a sharp
He's
object.
He's selling bloody comic books from the trunk of his car.
And then he drives away. You cockney thug bastard, you.
All right, we got 50 seconds roughly to end this.
So in the final 50 seconds of, well, how many episodes are we going to do in a season, Matt?
Until the officers kick down our door and say, stop it.
So we're just going to do like 150 episodes for season 1?
Yeah.
That would actually be pretty funny. Like, we don't ever actually have, like, seasons of the podcast.
It's just called season one. It's, like, running on episode 500.
Well, but that's what other podcasters do, Matt. Seriously. They don't have seasons. They legitimately just have podcast number, like, 150, 160, whatever.
There's really not, like, a through line or a narrative going through this thing. So, I mean.
Fuck no. Well, except for your.
Forethought. Hashtag, what is that?
Yeah. The only real narrative to this is the fact that.
You get to hear us ramble on.
Ramble on. No, seriously, like I'm trying to get better at speaking over a microphone, and you're trying to get your comic book out there. So I mean, there is a little bit
to zero sales so far.
Well, you know,
I don't even know if anybody listens to this. Let's
be honest, this is just for fun. I'm not.
Let me check the email real quick.
Oh Jesus!
Still nothing. Actually, let me really check it this time.
That's it. And just cut. That was fantastic. You're not going to get.
We got something from Google. Google your account settings in one place. My account.
So apparently Google cares.
Thank you, Google.
I'm really appreciating that accent.
I don't know where that came from, where it picked it up.
When you started reading that Wikipedia page, though, it was fantastic. It was a poem written in the 1880s.
With its cultural influences.
I can't do accents. I don't know why.
I don't know where I got that either. I'm just kind of pulling out my nethers.
Save it for later, I guess.
Put it in your back pocket. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say Christopher Lee died. I'm sad about that. Saruman. Did you know he had a heavy metal album?
Yes, I heard.
I didn't know that.
He sounds like this.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not really metal. It just sounds like
I mean, there's
gothic.
Like metal going. Yeah, it's really gothic sounding. So like Apocalyptica kind of stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. Is Apocalyptica the band where it's like four cellos and like a drummer?
I mean, they play like classical instruments.
Yeah, that's actually, I saw them live. They're actually pretty cool. And they did have a lead singer. I think Corey Taylor or whatever his bucket from Slipknot, I think he did a song with them. And so, like, Slipknot was also at this show, so he came in and, like, sang the one song. But, like, most of it is just, like, like, it's really well done. And then, like, yeah, that was just an example of classical music. I don't honestly remember.
That's not an actual song by them.
It could be.
More of the music's by Matthew Albright.
Okay.
Well. I mean, is it on YouTube? I typed in YoiTube. That's YoiTube.
You go down to YoiTube and you look up a lot pack of liquor computer.
Lately, I've been listening to The Sword, and it has changed my life. Also, The Cult of the Wizard. That was like last week, though.
That's so last week.
Christopher Lee, we're going to miss you.
I will not probably miss him.
What do you mean? You're not going to miss bad guys from awesome movies? You're not going to miss...
You're not going to miss old Magneto.
I'm going to be honest. The first thing I saw him in was Lord of the Rings. So
I guess he played Dracula like a ton of times too.
Yeah. Yeah, he played Dracula like 15 times.
The bloody verdict of Verdun. What's this?
So...
Does a man have to fight?
Is that him?
I don't know. That doesn't look like him at all.
Well, maybe put a wig on. That's him. That's Christopher Lee.
Came out in
Go scroll up.
No, I don't think that's him at all.
No, that's
that was not him. That was like from 2010. I mean, he died at 93. That would have made him like
Christopher Lee?
Yeah.
He just died like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No, he didn't die. What are you talking about? He just...
This is him. This is him.
He just died. The little drummer boy.
Oh my goodness.
That is terrible. I'm not going to miss that ever again.
The unreachable star. Okay, all right. This is potential.
He actually went to Sweden to learn how to sing like an opera singer.
Is that supposed to be like the music video, like picture in picture on the screen?
I think it's like a promo for
or like
the EP that's
coming
out.
It's just like a movie that he decided to put as a music video.
I think they're old, like swashbuckling movies from.
You know, you don't have to pause it. You could just like.
I mean, we're at like 30 seconds. So, I mean, I don't want
to. Oh, well, if it's like in the background. Okay,
oh, here we go.
Here we go.
In my opinion, one of the greatest songs ever written, and of course, again. It comes from a theatrical musical, which was called Man of La Mancha.
Which, of course, in German means.
So he just died. What are you talking about? Like, he died in 93. This could
be
him.
He died at 93. So that can't be him, because the guy that we were looking at before
yeah, had like
was
a
like
Dave
late...
Grohl wig on, so it could have been him.
Nope.
Your theory has been thwarted by the burp.
Yeah, you have a burping nope.
Burp.
Which, interestingly enough, sounds just like his character, like what, Saruman?
Saruman! King of the Andals. Oh, wait, that's a different show. / book series.
Yep.
This one really petered.
What?
We just kind of hit like a flat line there.
Why don't we just start the podcast at the Christopher Lee talk and just do an hour? Wait, what? Or like maybe break this into two episodes.
Break this into
can we post edit an intro?
I mean,
later
yeah.
in the show, and then it could be funny because it's like a time warp thing.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that.
I don't know.
Or maybe we can even do like an intro. Be like, oh, in this two-parter, we're going to talk about Christopher Lee.
Part one is really Zach and Matt trying to tell each other stories about their summer, but just ends up being a tangent.
I'm sorry, I'm just way too ADD.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Like, I don't even know why we had an itinerary. All we had to do is start off talking about Christopher Lee, and we could have sat here and just watched Lynx all day.
And then we would have, like, circled around to your biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, which I fucking killed, all right?
you killed on the biscuits and gravy.
Excuse me. I fed a lot of people, and they were pleased with my cooking.
And their tummies went... Mm.
No, their tummies didn't make any noises. There was a few post-digestion noises, but... No, that's like...
Well,
that's like 6 hours ahead. Like,
Would you like to talk about in this 15-minute segment that we are going to add on to the second part?
Oh, so episode 13?
Episode 12A.
12A, 12B. We could do...
I project my week next week's going to be much of the same.
I don't want to open up a can of worms, but there's that whole like McKinney, Texas arresting thing that happened that people won't shut up about. So
what are they talking about?
I don't know.
Pool party thing?
Yeah, the whole... And I don't even know the full story still, so I don't want to talk about it. The point is that everyone's freaking out because it's a white officer arresting black people, so...
Well, not only that, but there's no reason for them really to be there, and there's too many blacks in the pool, so they're like, oh, we got to call the cops.
I heard there was, like, drugs racially. Being smoked and... Just,
of course, they're going to say that post.
No. Seriously, like, from what I know, it seems like a gated community where somebody put it up on a social media and said, hey, let's all meet up and have a pool party.
Right.
And so people that don't pay to use that pool just showed up and hopped the fence and were being douches. And so it appears that the people
just, like,
that live there
were
upset. And then, of course, yes, somebody had to make racist remarks. So if, like, a fight broke out or something, and I don't know. It just seems like a really shitty situation.
And then, like, in that video, what did that girl do to get, like, manhandled by that cop?
Well, okay, so that's what everybody was talking. Nobody gives a fuck about the fact that he's arresting people. It's just the girl. Like, I feel like that's
like,
all that really people care about.
If you've seen that whole video, he was, like, scared to be there.
Yeah, because he's outnumbered. His
by
like
a
other...
bunch of babies.
Yeah, I don't
by
know,
by a bunch
dude.
Of, like, 12 and 13-year-olds. They can, like, hold their heads and, like, they would just be swinging at him.
Okay, here's what happened. He, like, went to detain her, ran out of handcuffs, and she's, like, wiggling around and threw herself on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, she was resist. Look, The guy at work, this is what the point I'm trying to make is, the guy at work, I said, have you seen that video? He goes, yeah. And I went, so what, you know, I'm like.
So what do you think, girl?
I was like.
They will.
I was like, I don't see what the big deal is. I said, if an officer tells. No, she didn't deserve.
Not at all.
Like that harsh a treatment. But yeah. Like when an officer tells you to do something, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Don't just stand there and insult him. You know what I mean? What? Okay. That's what gets me going. It's like. Look,
well,
when an officer,
like,
is putting handcuffs on people and he says disperse, that means disperse. And yeah. I asked the guy at work, and this is a perfect prime example. He goes, I said, so, Bob, I was like, you've been in touch with the law before. And I said, have you ever been in that situation? He goes, oh, hell yeah. He goes, I was told to disperse. I didn't move quick enough. I went to jail that night. Simple as that. And when an officer tells you to get the fuck out of there, and you don't move, and you're harassing him, like she was saying something. And in my opinion, and I don't know what, if this is a state or federal thing, but if you threaten an officer verbally, that's like illegal, technically. They'll reprimand your shit in a heartbeat. A baton of the face would have been better, but, you know, I
don't know.
Look, it's a shitty situation. He shouldn't have been so aggressive, but
yeah,
when you're out of
been,
handcuffs.
Like, pulling his gun out and stuff.
Well, when you get surrounded by people. I don't know. It's just like I don't understand what were those people intending to do. What were they really gonna?
I think they were leaving because like a lot of them were like
no.
Walking
when
away
they
from
when him. They surround when they mobbed him for trying to detain her.
Mob him. Well, they were like surround like they were because in at first they're like why is the officer being so rough with him, and then they're like yelling at him to stop, because like it didn't need that level of aggression, and they're like. Oh man, that's another human being like in turmoil now because of this.
But they also
man.
Like ran, so they had to chase them all down and whatever. I don't know the whole story. The video, what I don't like about it is that the video shows you just that. It doesn't show you before, doesn't show you after.
And, like,
I saw something on Facebook where some dude was like from the neighborhood and he's like, people are vandalizing our neighborhood now and they hate us. And it's like, great. It's another like Baltimore thing where like really bad apples come in. Like
and ruin
after,
it for everybody.
Yeah, like after the fact, they probably weren't even there that day. They're just like, oh, hey, it's that neighborhood that hates black people. Let's go there and like, you know, spray paint their house or something. I don't know, man. It's just like what.
And then another question is: are these like state police officers? Are these like privatized police officers?
I have no idea. They assumed they when you have like that standard black uniform on. I think that's like.
That's
state. I think, but that's like Texas.
State,
I don't know shit
about
Texas.
State is like the sheriff, right?
And
then of the police officers, you can be no, because I had a friend who was
sheriff. Generally, don't they have like tan shirts?
Yeah, they got the tan,
and they have like a darker pant.
Yeah,
but
they weren't the sheriffs.
If you
they were like city police.
Yeah, like okay, Marion County or like Indianapolis Police Department. I am, they're like generally in all black. And I think Carmel is all black. So I think if you're a city police officer.
Also, if you're like, I mean, that could have been. Yeah, it's really more information we would need to know.
Sure.
It's a shitty thing that a human being would do to another human being. It sucks that this guy like didn't have the training to like not freak out whenever there are a bunch of kids around him.
Originally, it seemed like they were told to like stay put and they all scattered. And so him and, like, two other dudes had to chase them all down and you know.
I get the outnumbered thing, but, like, they can't really do anything to you. These are just, like, a bunch of suburban kids. What are they
I don't know. They didn't look that young. They looked, like, a little bit old. Like, a little bit younger than us, but, like, not, like,
like, way younger
high
than
school.
Us.
Really?
Yeah, like, more than 10 years younger than us.
Really?
Yeah, they were like.
I wasn't paying attention to the face. I was trying to figure out what. I was trying to figure out what all the dialogue was.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out, like, what, because there was, like, that group of, like, four or five girls that were standing there, and he said, get out of here, and they were so mean. I don't know what they, like, I don't know. I guess what pisses me off is that if there's an officer present, there's something clearly that I am doing something wrong, and to yell at them.
Or something that somebody doesn't like.
I just, like. I don't know.
So we don't really know what the pool was like either, because it could have been overrun or it could have been like under. Like,
yeah, but in that situation, they would have just told him like, "Hey, get out of here."
Well,
but if you're like talking to people and they scatter, like the video starts out with them all chasing them.
Right. Like, you know something had gone down before
that
they were all leaving.
If,
and, like, some people were, like, coming to the party and, like, they didn't get the memo.
Yeah, so that's why I think it was, like, a social media thing that blew out of proportion. And so people were, like, there that weren't supposed to be. But you just tell them to leave. You just say,
and then what happens if they were, like, allowed to be there or they were, like, quote, supposed to be there?
I don't know. The neighborhood looked pretty nice, so I figured it was like a neighborhood pool. And if you're not a resident there, it probably is like a minor citation or some bullshit.
Right, but what if they were like residents there?
If they live there?
Yeah.
Then I would just say I live here. What's the problem? I don't know. But if you're like drinking alcohol and breaking it on a pool, you know what I mean? Like the sign says don't bring glass or drugs or whatever, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been like a week now, so I guess I should just do my research. But what I don't like about the video, which of course everybody attaches this to it being racist, but it's like,
oh, I want to talk about
it. It just shows that part. Like, right. I want to see like the full coverage.
Well, I mean, these aren't like news reporters. It's just literally a kid in a cell phone. He saw something that he felt like he
really
should document.
High quality, by the way.
I mean, normally that like, iPhone 6, though.
They're normally like world star hip hop quality, but this was like really well shot and documented. And
I think the person who took the photos like about to face charges for something, which is absolutely terrifying.
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah, like
wait,
you should
photos
be
or video?
Video.
Oh, you said photos. I didn't know those photos.
Sorry. Photos.
Whoever
like,
oh, is that video?
That gives the illusion of movement.
Like a GIF with sound.
Yeah, like exactly like
it. No, I just, okay, so the kid that videotaped it is getting in trouble. That seems a little fucked up because you're allowed to videotape. I know that. Aren't you allowed to videotape, like, anything unless there's signage posted?
Even if there's signage posted, I mean.
Like, if it's, like, two people walking their dog, you could videotape them in the park and there's
nothing.
As long
as it's public, you can film.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
want.
I mean, sure, you're going to be creepy.
There's currently no creep law.
There's no... Hey, baby, there ain't no law against being a creep. See, he's just being a creep. He's got this hot sexual fantasy that he could get arrested, and so he wanted to videotape others getting arrested. That's all he was doing? See, I don't know. I like
there's
the...
There's this guy on YouTube.
I like the checks and balances of videotaping officers, but in my opinion, they're trying to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is... It's 2015. Like, that's not... The motivate, like, it's not like
it just seems like they're dialing from 1 to 11 really quickly.
What,
like, police officers.
Like aggression wise,
yeah.
And there's like that whole like kid that got shot for holding a BB gun. What I haven't looked into that yet, but
there's been like a lot of stuff recently,
yeah. And I'm afraid the internet is like the main cause of it. I saw some like chart about the amount of like how many like interactions per day officers go through, and then how many like bad things that you would hear about, like whatever you call it, like neglect or whatever,
right?
Police brutality, whatever the terminology
recently
is.
Recently on Facebook,
and so it's like point like 0.005%, but because of the internet, you only see like the bad stuff,
right? But I mean, if you don't look at the bad stuff's not gonna go away.
True.
And, like, if you don't examine the bad stuff, the frequency in which the bad stuff happens may increase.
Yeah, and like disgruntled civilians.
There's this dude in a...
don't want to get, like...
Another dude in Texas is suing a police officer. He was escorting his drunk girlfriend, and they got arrested. And, like, the cop... Or, like,
you say escorting to me, like, walking or driving?
Yeah, walking.
Okay, so public intox.
Yeah, they were public intox. He both got arrested. And then the cop actually, like, turned off his body cam.
Dash cam. Oh.
But didn't turn off the dash cam and, like, raped his girlfriend.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, like, totally for 23 minutes, his body thing was off, but he forgot to turn off the dash.